Many public health experts, including in Australia, argue that a tax on sugar-sweetened beverages would reduce consumption and therefore potentially lower the risks of diabetes and obesity. One of the first countries to introduce a sugar tax on soft drinks was Mexico in 2014. They just added 1 peso, or around half a US cent per litre. An evaluation of consumption has been published, and one of the authors was Dr. Luz Sanchez Romero of Mexico's National Institute of Public Health.
Previously, all the studies that we have done were based on changes in sales at a household level. We found that there was actually a reduction in the purchase of sugar-sweetened beverages. It increased also a little bit more the purchase of plain water, and it impacted more the purchases at a low socioeconomic level.
So people were more sensitive to even a very small price rise.
Yes, but it's also the people at a lower socioeconomic level, the ones that have a higher consumption.
In other words, the people you want to target who are more prone to diabetes and obesity. Okay, this was actually looking at people themselves.
Yes, now this study was directly into the consumption of the individual. We used data from a cohort that had information before the implementation of the taxation and 3 years after the tax was implemented.
Before and after study. What did you find?
The main idea for the study was to see if there was a change in consumption. So what we found was that after the taxation, the probability of an individual to being a higher consumer or to increase their consumption, it reduced.
Can you quantify that?
The probability of becoming a higher consumer decreased by around 7 percentage points, and the probability of you becoming a lower consumer increased around 8 percentage points.
So that doesn't sound a lot, but it's not terribly surprising given it was only half a cent a litre. Why hasn't Mexico increased to a much more significant increase, like, say, 10% per litre?
One of the main issues is also that we need to have more scientific evidence to see if the taxation could be a measure that promotes the reduction in consumption of sugar-sweetened beverages. And although it's difficult to actually quantify or to prove causality because the tax is not an intervention on its own, there could be like media, education, or other things. There's always difficult on how you obtain the evidence. And that also compared with other political issues that sometimes happen.
So you found trends that it was going in the right direction. It's obviously there's a lot of political cost to putting on a sugar tax. You get the sugar industry, the soft drinks industry, people who think you're going to be the nanny state and intervening rather than allowing people to make their own decisions. There's an enormous community debate. So you've shown a trend. You were one of the first in this area with sugar-sweetened beverages. When you look internationally at other experience, which I'm sure you have, what's the overall message with sugar tax at the moment?
I think now, since a lot of the evidence from Mexico and other countries about purchases and sales, also a lot of countries have started promoting the implementation of the taxation or even actually implementing it. And I think showing besides that evidence of consumption at an individual level really helps them.
And as you say, it's a targeted population, so it's hitting those who would benefit most from shifting to lower calorie drinks.
Although we cannot generalize that obesity is going to reduce, it actually is going to be contributing to that into the future.
And in Mexico itself, how popular is this? Is there pressure to remove it? What's the debate?
Now, the latest news was that there was some people lobbying against the taxation and trying to remove it. So we're just trying to create the evidence to support, not remove it, but also keep pushing to increase it to a 20%, which is what the evidence said that it's ideal, that will reduce the consumption even more. And also besides that, recently in Mexico, they implemented front of pack labeling also as a complementary intervention to help reduce consumption of healthy beverages and foods.
Luz, thank you very much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Dr. Luz Sanchez Romero of Mexico's National Institute of Public Health.